You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forto, and to kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. This is gonna be a wild ride. We are talking about 1974. Influential songs include Rebel Rebel by David Bowie, Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin, Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks, Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield, and Piano Man by Billy Joel. Jaws by Peter Benchley and Carrie by Stephen King. Pepsi Cola, six pack of 12 ounce cans, 88 cents, minimum wage in 1974. Was a mere $2 an hour. Makes you wonder. Quotes. Tastes great, less filling. Miller Lite. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Al Pacino in The Godfather Part 2. All right, guys, let's jump into the top rock album of the year. 1974 is Kiss. By Kiss. Sure, you had four face-painted men in outlandish costumes commanding your attention, but with Kiss's self-titled debut, the music was what kept people coming back. It wasn't an out-of-the-gate success, with word of mouth helping to secure this album's legacy. The suggestive rocker, Nothing to Lose, was the first to arrive, but Strutter was the track that started to move the needle for the band. The ace freely penned Cold Gin and the live favorite Deuce both earned their place in Kistery, while songs like Firehouse and the album closing Black Diamond made it worth digging deeper into the disc. So you guys, what do you think? Do you like this rock series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays where we do the same format, but for metal albums too. And one last bit of trivia, Patty Hearst, heiress to the Hearst newspaper group, was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army after joining the group in a bank heist. And on that note, we would love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for Rockin' Coasters Podcast and First Paw Media. I'll see you next time.